Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you. Hey, Grace.
Sarah, what is up?
Feeling good just because I finished, well, as you guys kind of did too, spring break. Not feeling so good that reality hit me in the face today when I had to go back to work.
Yeah, I feel that about my husband going back to work. That was brutal.
So one thing, though, that I was thinking about the last couple days, and I think we probably all need an update, is what's the laundry detergent status? Have you found one that smells toxic yet?
Okay, I kind of. So the three that I have tried are, one, the first one is called Attitude. When I opened it and gave it a whiff, the soap itself smells terrible. I don't understand that recommendation. I don't know why people like it. I thought it was terrible. I sent it back. I was like, I'm not using this. Like, it doesn't smell good.
Was that the $40 one?
It was not. It was closer to $30. Yeah.
Was that just on Amazon then?
It was on Amazon, yeah.
Okay.
So Attitude, meh. Although I think some people prefer a different fragrance. Like, they have several fragrances, and I think I maybe chose the wrong one. I just chose the Amazon Choice one because I didn't. There's too many choices. So maybe if there's some other fragrance, maybe. But for me, it was a no.
Do you remember what fragrance it was that you got that way? If people do want to try it, they don't get that one?
They don't get that one. I believe it was like Mountain Breeze or something to that effect. But I can keep you posted. I did go back through all the, 7,000 comments on the TikTok to make, like, to see. Some people were just like, oh, Attitude. You got to get Attitude brand. But that's not helpful. Like, if you have a scent that you love from them, then tell me what that scent is. Anyway,
totally.
I may, if I am not successful, I may try a different scent from that one. The next one is Truly Free. That one, by far, was the most popular recommendation. And to open that and sniff it, 100% tied. It smells amazing. However, I measured exactly the amount that I was supposed to do. And once my clothes ran through the washing machine and the dryer, they did not smell at all like the soap. So that was very disappointing. Mm. I then did try a next load and just like didn't measure and just like poured a ton of it in, like an insane amount of it in. Cause I was like, I want my clothes to smell like this. and it worked. That worked out great. So my recommendation is with the Truly Free, I think it's supposed to do like, 30 loads or something. It really actually only does like 5 if you want it to smell good.
So a little expensive probably per load.
Yeah, for sure. Getting out of my price range. The last one, which was the expensive one that wasn't on Amazon, is called Buff City. And same exact thing. You open it. It smells amazing. So stoked. When you measure it right, the clothes don't actually smell good. When you dump in a ridiculous amount, they do. So to answer your question, I have not really come to a great conclusion. The two other ones that I have not tried that came highly recommended were Molly Suds and Zum. So those two I am still going to try because I'm still on the hunt.
All right. Well, I appreciate that update.
Yes. Do you have any updates for us?
I actually do.
Tell me.
So since it was my spring break and we just stayed around here at home, one of my friends asked if we would dog sit for her. And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, her dog and our dog get along great. They have so much fun together. And so, yeah, I was like, yeah, for sure. And if I'm doing that for a friend, I by no means am expecting them to pay me for it. Like, I'm just more than happy to just help them out. And I'm sure, they'll probably return the favor for me in the future if I need to. So she drops off her dog with all, food, bowls, treats, whatnot. And she texts me later. And honestly, I don't even remember what she texted me, but she just was like, oh, you need to look at the bottom of the bag. And there was like a Costco pamphlet. And I was like, okay. And she was like, oh, like, come on, like, And she bought me a Costco membership for a year.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel? Like a new woman?
Well, Colin is stoked.
I'm sure he is.
Let me just say that.
He's going to buy all the meat.
Yeah, I I don't know. I feel like I just need to, like, go and check it out. One thing that I suggested to Colin and then also mentioned to my friend is that I think that Colin and I need to make a list of things that we regularly buy for our home, whether that be, you know, like dishwasher detergent. So those household things, as well as, of course, like food staples that are in our house. And, you know, we're super fun. So this is like my idea for a date night is go to Walmart, because yes, that is where we do our grocery shopping. Go to Walmart, write down the unit prices for those things that we always get, and then right after, go to Costco and
yes, please, please do that. Yes, you have to. I have been meaning to do this, and I do it for like a couple of things. I also throw in, I grocery shop at like five different places, but I also would throw in Trader Joe's for like meat. Mm-hmm. So if you did that for some staples, let us know, report back here.
Oh,
then I can take that to the other places that I grocery shop, because I go to there's a Rancho, like a Hispanic market up the street that has, like, you know, their produce is really cheap and higher quality than Walmart, and then Trader Joe's, the eggs are cheaper and some of the meat is cheaper and blah blah blah. I'm just very particular about everything, but every time I grocery shop, I'm like, all right, it's time to finally break down the prices of everything and figure out what's... Oh, Winco. That's the other one that mm-hmm. I throw in there as well. But I never do it. And then I just... Creature of habit, just like, whatever. I don't know.
You know what you typically buy at each of those stores.
Right. Yeah. But I would... That would be amazing if you could do that. Walmart versus Costco pricing. That would be... Can't wait. I cannot wait.
Are you on the edge of your seat?
Absolutely. I mean, like, I'm laying on my couch, but, like, yeah, metaphorically, absolutely.
I told my friend, like, I was like, okay, like, I think this is what Cole and I are going to do together for a date night. And then she said, well, can't you just look that up on your phone? Which is probably true, you know, with, like, the apps for everything. But no, we're going to, like, make a night of it.
That's not fun. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
We're going to make a night of it. I asked Cole and I was like, do you think, like, this would be fun for you to, like, go do with me? And he was like, yeah, like,
totally.
This probably makes it sound kind of lame, but he was like, yeah,
night out on the town.
So I mean, hello, cheap date night.
Well, maybe, unless you drop a few hundred bucks at Costco like I always do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if we go and, like, some things are, you know, yeah, like dishwasher detergents just on, like, I don't know, top of mind, just because I know we're almost out. So it's like, okay, I need to figure this out ASAP. I also am just interested to find out, which again, I'm sure I could look on their app, but like, what if there are any specific name brands that we do typically buy that maybe Costco doesn't carry, potentially.
Hmm.
So.
Could be. I do find it interesting that you plan to begin at Walmart and end at Costco, almost as if you know the prices at Costco are going to be better.
Well, Walmart's closer to my house.
No, I think subconsciously you know you're going to be buying stuff at Costco.
We'll see. Time will tell. So, yeah, I need to figure out a time that my parents are in town. Because for this to be a cheap date night, I'm not paying for a babysitter.
Right. You could drop your girls off here. You could drop your girls off here and go to the Walmart and Costco here. The biggest Costco in the world is a mere 3 miles from my house.
Fun fact, folks. Fun fact.
I think that's probably the funnest fact I've ever shared with anyone in my entire life. The biggest Costco in the world. Imagine how huge it is. Honestly, when we go there, which we don't regularly, we go to the smaller one that's also 2 miles from my house in the other direction. But we, like, no reason to exercise for the week, because walking from your car to the eggs in the back of that store, I mean, you're getting your 10,000 steps in just that.
Yeah, so yeah, I need to figure out a time to do this little date night with my husband.
Yeah, bring your girls. Just go on a Saturday and bring your girls to my house and they can play.
For some reason, I just feel like this is going to be like a time-intensive date. It depends, I guess, on how long my list is.
Your girls can't play at my house for 4 hours?
No, they can. They can.
They can. I have a crib. Shay can sleep in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we'll talk off air.
I think we should plan it now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so Grace saying that, how did you phrase it, Grace, that, like, you were betting by the end of 2025 I'd have a Costco membership? It came early.
Yes, I really wish I would have actually bet actual money on that.
Yeah, because I would have lost big time.
Right, for sure.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Thanks to your friend. Appreciate you.
So, can shout we give out.
Her a shout out, like, by name?
Sure. Shout out, Katie. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. You're a hero.
I'll let you know whether or not you end up saving me money.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
It's just like, I was going to... I was going to say, like, it won't save you money because you'll spend so much money at Costco, but then that defeats my whole, like, spiel about Costco saving money, so.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good at, like, sticking to a list, though, so we'll see. And
that makes one of us. We'll see if
any impulse purchases happen or not, so.
Have you ever impulse purchased anything in your life?
I'm sure.
I doubt it.
I'm sure.
Another thing that, okay, just because you love gifts and, like, parties and stuff.
Well, I don't, like, necessarily love gifts, but continue.
Well, that's true.
I do, like, love planning out, parties. Like,
but, like, recently as I walked through Costco, they had, like, really cute Burt's Bees pajamas for the boys for, like, a really good price.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, the best books. Like, Costco just knows what's up. They get you the highest quality stuff for the lowest price. All right, I got to stop. Until I'm getting a
commission?
Called? Not endorsed. Yeah.
Or
like
something.
Like a partnership. Then I'm not talking about Costco ever again until they pay me.
Our next Costco combo will be when we have a price update.
Can't wait. Can't wait. All right, let's hear your yays and nays.
All right, so like I already said, it was my spring break this past week, so of course that was a huge yay with just getting to spend so much time with my girls. And I will have to say we didn't do anything huge, but we did, like, go bowling one day, and then we went to, I think we may have mentioned this previously, but we went to this Baby Animal Day festival, and that was so much fun. I asked both of my girls, like, what was your favorite animal that you saw? And my youngest, she isn't quite talking yet. I feel like I've mentioned before, she is in speech, but she just started, like, quacking like a duck. So,
okay, the ducklings yeah. are a hit.
So, you know, come to find out, you don't actually need to be able to talk to answer
all the
questions.
No. Yeah, we always find a way to communicate.
Yeah. And then for my oldest, I feel like I've also said this before, she loves turtles. So being consistent, her favorite animal there were the cute little baby turtles.
So cute.
What about you, Grace? What was your yay this week? Or yays, potentially?
My yay? Oh, Baby Animal Days for sure was also a yay for me. Yeah, my son said the same. Graham said the turtles were the highlight there. So very fun. Glad we finally made it. I went to college nearby where this festival is done, and
as did I
rave about it. Yeah, we did the two of us where we met.
We were roommates, remember?
Yeah, I forgot about that. And anyway, I just always heard people rave about it, and this is my first year going, so yeah, big win for us. My other yay was recommended by a friend, because I posted this yay on my personal Instagram story, and my friend was like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious, it has to be your yay. And that is that we celebrated our 7-year anniversary over the weekend, and I know, very exciting. And it's funny, I don't know, I don't usually think, I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm just like, another year, like, I don't know if that's bad, like, I think it's fun, I love celebrating, like, I, you know, I'm obsessed with my husband, so happy we're married. I don't know. Some people, you know, like, have, like, an anniversary trip they do every year,
like,
or it's like this huge deal. Yeah, which is fun. And hopefully for 10, we'll do that or something. But it just kind of, I don't know. I feel like I don't even remember what day it is usually. Like, Skylar has to be like, oh, it's this day. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. For some reason, it's just, like, not huge for me, but it was very fun. We decided to go to a Shabu Shabu restaurant, which is Japanese hot pot. And we took our 4-year-old Graham, because I had heard that this restaurant, your food gets delivered to you by a robot. And I just thought, my son is going to lose his mind. And he definitely did. Like, it's an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and so you just order whatever you want. And so we just kept ordering. We'd be like, okay, bring us another plate of fries, just so the robot would come to our table, because Graham would be, like, jumping up and down, like, thank you, robot. Like,
oh, my goodness.
So it was so fun. But the part that I posted to my Instagram story was that Graham, we had talked over when it was Japanese New Year. we got a bunch of Japanese New Year, Chinese, excuse me, Lunar, really I should be saying Lunar New Year. And I'm thinking, I'm just getting myself confused. Sorry, guys, it's late. Anyway, we had been talking about that and we had practiced using chopsticks at home because we were talking about Lunar New Year. Anyway, so he's making his own hot pot. He made like just ramen with chicken in it. And he's going, guys, I'm so good with chopsticks. And he's like lifting his, using his chopsticks and his hand kind of together to like lift his ramen in the air. And then with his other hand, he's just grabbing handfuls of ramen and shoveling it into his mouth. So the chopstick situation did not go well. He thought it was going well, I think.
I mean, love a confident king.
For sure. Oh, 100%. If that's not Graham, I don't know what is, because he is just the most confident, just like, wow, with everything that he does. But yeah, that was so fun. We left the baby behind. Thank goodness. Probably would have like stuck his hands in the hot pot. But that was very fun. And then we did bowling after that and just had the best time celebrating 7 years of being a family.
That's so, so fun. No, the robot thing sounds pretty cool.
Very exciting. Yes. What about nays? I hope you don't have anything too terrible.
Well, I have a few options, but I am only going to share one. Okay. So, like I said, we went bowling and, you know, we were only there. Honestly, like, I didn't even have my bowling shoes on yet. And my youngest needs a diaper change.
No.
Like, you know, an intense one.
No.
And intense. So I, you know, walk over to, like, where the restrooms are. And the restrooms are closed.
No.
And so I carried her out to the parking lot. And because she does have her bowling shoes on already. Somehow, I guess that was my first priority. Like, let's get the 2-year-old bowling shoes right. on.
Oh, gosh.
So, carried her to the parking lot. And even though it was spring break, it at least up by my house, Grace, it was not the warmest week.
Oh, no. It was snowy.
And so, you know, I need a changer in the back of our RAV4. But it's, like, cold out. And so, I'm not just going to, like, make her freeze. And so, I got in the back with her and, like, closed us in.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I had never done this before.
Oh, no.
And so I, like, change her, which she's, like, panicking because she's just, like, uncomfortable. Like, she's just scared, apparently. Like, just being
she could back sense there. That this wasn't going to go well. Yeah.
Exactly. She knew it. And so it took me, again, this was an intense one. So it took a minute to get taken care of. And then I feel like I have to have seen, like, I don't know where, but somewhere that, like, supposedly you can like open the back of your car from inside. I haven't looked it up since. I don't actually know if that's a thing or not, but I could not figure it out. And
yeah, I'm assuming it's not a thing.
Yeah. So I'm back there and I literally like basically fell, like forced myself to like fall from one row to the next to get out of the car and like, yeah, rescue my baby.
There's no other choice. Yeah.
And also like side note, I did leave my phone at the table of like the bowling alley. So
right. Of
like
course.
For sure. Colin wouldn't have been an option regardless. He doesn't always answer my call. So not guaranteed to be.
Yeah. Oh, story of my life.
But just going from like the back to the second row, oof. I was like scared. Cause I'm like falling in between like two car seats and
cars?
Like the second row of a RAV4, like you could never do three across in that car. Okay?
Right. Tight
like
squeeze,
it's tight back there. And Shay, like, you know, she's like crying.
Yeah. She watches you disappear.
And she's like still stuck in the back. Of course when I'm like getting out of the car, there's like a guy getting out of his car, like right next to me.
Gosh.
And he's like,
you can
like,
just hear Shay screaming.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I thought I heard something. Was that you? And I was like,
you better
believe
it.
That's just my baby.
She's fine. She's going to be fine.
Just my
baby
in the back of the car.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, I've never done that before. Hopefully I never have to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, you learned your lesson, right? Or are you still going to try to, like, lock yourself in the back of the car?
Well, I do kind of feel like if it ever is that cold again and I need to change someone's diaper, like, I have to close myself in again.
I think the main issue here is
the bathroom was closed.
Being closed.
Yes.
Why is that an okay
Why is that thing, an option?
At a family-friendly...
So maybe that's the lesson here. Maybe when you get to a family activity, like, check the status of the restroom before you commit to doing the activity.
Yeah.
Like, is it open? Yeah, but I can only imagine Shay just her watching me. Like,
yeah, she's just horrified. She's like, I guess I'm getting left in the back of this car all day.
So, yeah, one could say that was an A.
Yeah, a little bit of a nay.
What about you, Grace?
My only nay for the week is, I guess it has been solidified that baby Finn is a thumbsucker. I probably could have said that a few weeks ago. I guess I just keep thinking somehow it just won't stop. Be real. And I will say it's very cute for now, of course. It's like, it's cute because my oldest never did that. It's just funny that some kids pick that up, and mm-hmm. It's super cute. He'll like crawl around the house and then sit up on his bum and start sucking his thumb. And I'm like, that's darling, until like it's not going to be here.
Until you get your next dentist bill.
Oh, please. Yeah. Don't even get me started on his palate. Huh? Anyway, so yeah, that's just kind of an ongoing nay. Really wish I could have convinced him to take a Binky, because that would be easier to get rid of.
Right. I feel like lots of people have, you know, little things that they do with their kids to like, right. Yeah, oh, not, we trade not it to in say, or whatever. Right. Like, yeah.
Not to say that getting rid of the Binky is easy by any stretch of the imagination, but right. You can't cut a kid's thumb off exactly. Or like take it away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to enjoy that while it's cute, while also fearing the future. That's how I like to live. Just being terrified for what's to come.
I feel like, not that you would need to do this now, but I almost feel like I have heard of people like putting, I don't even know exactly what it is, but like something like sour on their thumb. I don't even know if it's like sour nail polish or like clear nail polish or something on their thumb that helps deter them from doing that.
Yeah, as an avid fingernail biter since the ripe old age of one, it doesn't work. Nothing works. I'm 30 and I'm still biting my nails. Nothing works. My mom said I would just lick the hot sauce off and cry, but continue to bite my nails. And yeah, she bought all the things, expensive stuff and all the things. Yeah, I did have a preschool student who was a thumb sucker, and her mom sewed these little thumb covers that she would like Velcro onto her hands, and that worked. She would go to put the thumb in her mouth and be like, oh, there's like fabric. Basically gloves on my hands, right?
Yeah.
So we'll just cross that bridge. I don't.
Yeah, don't need to sweat about it today. For now,
yeah, and maybe we'll at some point I'll need to get the public's opinions or advice on that. But yeah, for now, it's mildly cute. Are you ready for book club for one?
I am. I hope everyone liked it from last week.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I have no doubts that they loved it.
What's happening this week with book club?
Yeah, this week I decided to go for a more educational book, and I'm really into parenting books. I have a child who has a lot of big feelings and is learning how to cope with that. Therefore, I need to know what's going on.
You're being proactive.
So thank you. Yeah, I've read about 1,000, like if you Google best parenting books, I've read the top 30. I just need all the help I can get. So,
and you're a lifelong learner.
Lifelong learner. Of course. Gotta love for learning. Gotta keep on learning. So this book is probably, when you Google that, like, what are the best parenting books to read? From what I can tell, probably the number one that's going to come up. And it's well, I should have you guess. Nah, I'm not going to. It's called The Whole Brain Child. And The Whole Brain Child was published in 2012. And I think it kind of changed the game for anyone that works with children. I know that I've heard it used a lot when I was working in early childhood education as well. And it just kind of talks about the way that you can get your child to access the different parts of their brain that they need to calm down. I might separate this into two episodes. Like maybe today I'll share kind of the first half of the book-ish, just like the quick tips. Just in case anyone's looking. I know I always am. I like actually type into Spotify like parenting help, help me, spirited child, like tantrum. Like I need all the help I can get. So if you are dealing with a toddler or child with some big feelings, this is, you know, these might be some good little tips. I think they are more well known now. Now it kind of seems more like common knowledge, but I'm going to go ahead and just give a few tips. How do you feel about that, Sarah?
I mean, and even if it is more common knowledge, we can always use a refresher.
Reminders. Yes, 100%. I feel like that every time I finish a parenting book, I'm like, okay, great. That changed my life. And then 2 weeks later, I'm like, I think I need to reread that. I can't remember things. So yeah, the more refreshers I get, the better. Okay, so basically this is talking about the book talks a lot about how the right brain and the left brain are entirely different. And the left brain is more the logical side of your brain. And kids, little kids, toddlers and kids can't access this very well. You've probably realized when you're interacting with your little kids, there's just not a lot of logic and reasoning going on there. They're really, really fueled by their emotions and impulses. And so I just think remembering that your child's brain is still developing, that they have a really hard time accessing those self-control, reasoning, and logic skills, it's just good to remember. I mean, that's just a reminder where it's like, okay, I'm not going to be able to make this be logical to them because they just really have a hard time accessing that. So we don't need to expect mature responses from an immature brain. So just remembering that is a good start.
That kind of makes me think of just, and I feel like sometimes I have to remind myself of this in some sort of like frustrating scenario, but just remembering my child is a child. I am the adult. I'm right. The one that, yeah, kind of what you're saying, like I have the ability to control my own emotions. Like I'm the grown up here. I need and am capable of acting like a grown up.
Right. Hopefully. Yeah. It's like, I am capable. I will try. There's like something I saw recently that was like a parent, kind of like exploding at their child is the adult version of a temper tantrum where it's just like, okay, totally. you couldn't control it. Like you weren't able, like you could not control it. And so, yeah, I think that's true. I think, yeah, I agree. Kind of the whole gist of the book is how to use the left and the right brain together. So the left brain wants facts and the right brain feels emotions. So being able to use the right brain first. So when your child is upset, it's their emotions take over and there's nothing else they can really do or connect with. So connection first. And I think this is something that we, like our generation is now aware of, and our parents probably just did not have the science at their disposal to know this. Like I remember being, no shade to my parents, of course. I'm just saying like now we have this information. They did not. I remember being at times if I was upset, I remember them trying to reason with me. Like I remember, I don't have any specifics at all, but I just think they thought like, okay, she's upset. Let's give her the logic. But I could not process that. Like that wasn't helpful. And so now we know that using right brain connection, using comfort, empathy, doing anything you can to just help your child feel validated in their big emotions, then having a left brain conversation, like once everything has calmed down, going back and then accessing their left brain and problem solving and using their logic is what's going to make a big difference in helping them to be able to access the left side of their brain when they're having meltdowns.
I almost feel like this can also apply though as adults, because I feel like I'm just thinking like specifically with my husband, whether it may be like we're having a disagreement or maybe I'm upset about something like that's going on at work or something. Like sometimes, well, probably most of the time really, like I want to feel validated for my feelings first. And I feel like my husband, which I do appreciate this, but I almost feel like he sometimes can like jump into like problem solving mode,
totally.
Which again, I do appreciate, but sometimes I feel like I just want to be like seen for how I'm currently feeling before we then can like jump into problem solving together. And so, yeah, I think, I don't know, I feel like this can apply to everyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so those are my main takeaways from the whole brain child. So yeah, just a reminder, if you're like, why is my kid melting down all the time, before you get frustrated by it, just try to validate and, yeah, try to lead with that.
I love that. Thanks so much for sharing, Grace.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
No, I do genuinely appreciate it because, yeah, as I feel like we've shared before, I'm not an avid reader over here, so I will take any snippets I can get from somebody else doing the work. So,
of course.
All right. So our main topic this week is, I feel like, totally Grace's area of expertise here, and that is side hustles.
Oh, we're talking all about them.
Yeah. I feel like Grace is kind of like mentioned in all of her episodes throughout, almost like some of these side hustles that she currently has. But I know that she's had more than we've even mentioned. So you want to take us away, Grace, with some side hustle ideas?
Okay, when I decided to quit my full-time teaching job, I knew that I would need some kind of extra income to help make ends meet in my family. And so the first thing that I decided to do was, at that point, Graham was three, and so, well, almost three. And so I decided to open an in-home preschool. I wasn't really interested in doing the daycare just because of the long hours. To me, if you've got an in-home daycare, you're generally open from like 6 to 6 kind of a thing. And that just wasn't going to work for my family. So I decided to do an in-home preschool with 3 and 4 year olds. And we just did 2 days a week for 3 hours a day, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that was so fun. It was so fun opening my own little preschool. It was all my dreams come true. I had all the things from being a kindergarten teacher that I needed to be a preschool teacher. And we just had a lot of fun. It was a really good experience for me. I got pregnant with Finn in November of that school year, so I only was able to teach for about 2 months, like feeling good. So that is why I stopped doing the preschool, because I had baby Finn and I knew I couldn't, without hiring someone to come watch him while I was doing preschool, I couldn't continue to do it. But preschool was very fun, and at the same time, I knew I was going to be getting out of the preschool, so I decided to start tutoring, which I still do and I love. I tutor actually for a company, but if you're looking to do a side hustle and not work for somebody else, of course. I know, Sarah, you've also tutored out of your home.
Yeah, this was before I had kids, but I feel like it worked out well. I just was like part of a, like the town I'm in, like a community Facebook group, and people are always posting in there that their kids need help with math. And so I just like respond and be like, oh, I tutor. And then they'd bring their kid to my house. And yeah. And again, this was before kids. And so I had a quiet, non-distracting home to tutor in.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, it's been a really good experience. I am actually only tutoring for the next 2 or 3 weeks because I've just come to the conclusion that it's time for me to eat dinner with my family and be around to put my kids to bed. I've been tutoring usually, right now I'm at 3 nights a week, but usually 4 nights a week. And it's just really taken a toll. I really loved it. I'm actually have shed many tears over the students that I'll miss desperately. I seriously had loved tutoring them. I work for a company that specializes with kids with dyslexia and kids that are on the spectrum and have ADHD. And I just have the sweetest students, and that's been such a good experience.
So are you tutoring just, I guess I'm clarifying, but also for everyone else, like, do you just tutor reading?
Basically? I do reading and math, of course. Oh, okay. I don't do your level of math. I'm tutoring like elementary school kids. So I'm fine with elementary math. If I needed, like, you know, middle school math, then we're doomed. But I do reading. I mostly do reading. I just have had a couple of students where the parents have asked me to also jump in with the reading program that the company does. Or sorry, math. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, mostly started out as reading, and then they've added math on as we've gone along with that. There. So,
sweet.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a side hustle, and honestly, I think people think like, well, I don't have, you know, I guess it helps to have the educational background, but like, I don't know if you don't have to have a degree to do it. Like, if you just feel that you're good with kids and you could help them with their schoolwork or whatever it is. Like, that's definitely an option. It pays really well. And yeah, if you've got a spare bedroom, or you could meet at the library, that's just a good option for anyone that's interested with working with, in working with kids. So those are the two main ones that I...
So you're kind of dropping tutoring, but you picked up the gym daycare.
Gym daycare, yes. So that's one that I highly recommend. I'm actually shocked that there's always openings for gym daycare, because to me it seems like the perfect mom job. Yeah, like if you're looking for a few extra bucks, I think it's kind of a win-win. I actually have a coworker who's a flight attendant on the weekends, and she's crazy. Like, she's gone on Saturday, and not, she's not crazy. I just mean, like, I'll see her on Monday mornings and I'll be like, what were you up to this weekend? And she's like, oh, I was in London. It's like casual. So she's a flight attendant, but she has a 2-year-old that she feels like he needs a little social interaction. And so she decided to get the gym daycare job, and she only brings him to, I think, 2 shifts a week. So eight hours total. And she just does that. You know, she makes a couple bucks. Her kid gets some socialization, and then she pieces out to do her flight attending gig on the weekend. So,
wow, she must be exhausted. Like, I just think about how tired I am after a cross-country flight, which I don't know why, because I'm just sitting there. Well, actually, I do know why. No, it's draining. I'm there with my children.
Your children, yeah.
Sorry.
It's draining.
No, no, that's a reminder why I am tired after that.
Yeah, for sure. So the gym, wow, daycare is also a great option. And then just kind of casually, if I, you know, have spare time, which I don't, or need a few extra bucks, we do a lot of Rover, which is a pet sitting app. And I've had a bajillion dogs come to my house to pet sit them. And that actually is like some really good money, especially for not doing a whole lot. Like, I let them out with my dog, I feed them with my dog, and we play with them and take video. Like, most of the pet owners ask for a couple pictures a day, so we just like take pictures and videos of them and take them to the park with our dog. Like, it's just, if you already have a pet, there's that. You could also, if you don't want or like pets in your house, I have also gone to I've gone to the house of the pet owner and done like taking care of their cats, and that's been really fun. I've brought Graham along with me, and he like talks very fondly. He's like, oh, we'll drive past, oh my gosh, remember when we went into that apartment and watched the cat for 2 weeks? I'm like, yeah, it was the best. You go twice a week, you could like twice a day, and you just play with the kitty. It's the best. And also on that app, they have dog walking as a as an option as well. So Rover's another one. Another one is DoorDash. Depending on where you are, these can be kind of hard to get. A lot of the time you'll be like put on a wait list for this. But my husband and I have actually had a lot of fun doing this. When it was just one kid and Graham was younger, we would strap him into his car seat. When it was his bedtime, he would fall asleep. Skylar would be the driver and I'd be the actual delivery person. Yikes. And which is the best, because I hate to drive. Parking stresses me out. And we didn't have to get a sitter. And we'd make bank. Like, one night we actually did... This is like super sad, but we did it on New Year's Eve. We just like didn't have anything else to do. And so we just drove around for hours delivering DoorDash food, and people gave us huge tips, and we just had the best time. Like, we just have good memories of like, oh, remember when we drove past this house? And we were just like listening to music and chatting and making bank. So if you can get those jobs, they are hard to get because they just feel like the market's oversaturated at this point. It's a good little side hustle. It just really is. But yeah, if you can get them, do it.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, I don't know if she currently does DoorDash, but I know that she used to, and her kids are older, high school age, and so she would take them to their sports practice, DoorDash during practice, and then pick them up. So
amazing. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Great. It's a great little gig. Otherwise, things that I've thought about that I haven't really gotten into are baking. I've really wanted to do like a porch bakery. I've seen a lot of people do like farm stands, like especially if you have like chickens. You can like sell eggs, you could make jams, you could sell your sourdough, your cookies, whatever, in a little farm stand, just like in your front yard or your porch or whatever. And another thing that I've gotten into just a little, like kind of dabble, just gonna put my little fingers in, is just refinishing furniture. I'm a big thrifter, so if I see anything that looks interesting that I could kind of like fix up a little bit and then resell on Marketplace, I think that's a good thing to do. I'm kind of more of a starter than I am a finisher, so I have like several things sitting in my garage that I should probably like actually do something with. But yeah, those are my ideas and what I kind of have some experience in.
Nice. So other than tutoring, I also, for like a side hustle for myself, I am an active ACT/SAT proctor.
Yeah. And
that's how I like to spend some of my Saturday mornings. But I will have to say that, again, kind of like similar to tutoring, you do not need to like be a teacher. Honestly, it used to be that you did have to have a bachelor's degree, and I believe that's not even the case anymore for doing that. And so I tried to look online to see if I could find like a master list of like testing coordinators for SAT, just because SAT does pay a little bit better than ACT.
Okay.
But I couldn't find like a master list. But I will have to say, at least like with my school, the testing coordinator there is, especially at the beginning of the school year, is just always looking for proctors that just can, you know, like show up on time, as well as yes. like can follow some directions. It's honestly sure. like pretty easy. And so if that's something that might work for your family, like if your spouse is home Saturdays typically and you want to make a little bit of extra money, typically it'd be like once or twice a month. And granted, of course, like you wouldn't necessarily have to do all of them, but I would highly recommend like reach out to any high school in your area and just like ask the secretary like who the testing coordinator is for the building, and email them and see if they do ACT and SAT at their site. So
sweet.
And then something else that we do like childcare wise, so I don't know if I mentioned this before, I feel like I probably have, but my husband is home with my kids, or with our kids, half of the week, and then the other half of the week they go to a stay-at-home mom's house, and like she takes care of my kids 2 or 3 days a week depending on the week. And I feel like that has worked out really well, I feel like, for both of us, because one thing that is nice is that, you know, my kids are going to her house, and so she's still able to like get things done at her house, and then she's able to make a little bit of extra money for her family. And I feel like everyone will figure out what works best for them when it comes to childcare, but I just feel like this has worked out really well for us. And I think something, though, that does work to our advantage, though, is that it is not every day. And so kind of like Grace mentioned earlier about doing like an in-home daycare, I feel like, yes, like those hours would definitely be really long. But it's part-time for us. And then, of course, you know, if I have any school breaks, and then all summer my kids don't go to her house. And so I feel like almost maybe like teacher specific almost, but I feel like that could maybe be a good option. See if there are any teachers around them that might need some part-time childcare or something like that. Because again, like you, I feel like typically would be like guaranteed having those same breaks as your kids and not having other kids in your home to watch during those times.
Totally.
I also have a friend who semi-recently got a job at a athletic clothing store, and she restocks like after hours, and then she also does inventory, and then like super, super rarely she'll work a Saturday. But I feel like that's working out really well for her family, because again, like when she is working with like the restocking and the inventory, her husband is home, because those are hours when the store is not open. And so it's like normally she goes in just like before her husband goes to work. And so she's making some extra cash and gets a discount on a brand that she's like already purchasing from.
Sweet.
And that kind of actually also made me think of just that idea in general, is of like seasonal employees at like stores around the holidays. I feel like this is something I like considered doing before I had kids, but I guess I just never actually did it. But I feel like if there are, I don't know, I feel like there are stores everywhere that normally hire seasonal employees like for that time between Thanksgiving and end of December-ish. So that could maybe be an idea if you want to earn a little bit of extra money for your family, especially with like holiday shopping going on.
Yeah.
And then I have another friend from high school. I reached out to her just the other day because I wanted to learn more about her job. She works 10 to 15 hours a week from her home. She has 4 kids. Some of them are in school, but she does have 2 of them still at home with her. And she has a part-time job doing social media marketing for a company that does like campaigns for communities. And so, like, what I mean by that is this company will, like, work with communities on, like, mental health campaigns or, like, anti, like, underage vaping, like, substance abuse stuff, which I just thought was, like, really cool in general. Like, what a awesome organization cause. And cause yeah, totally. To be, like, involved in. But, yeah, her background is elementary school teacher as well. And so this doesn't have anything to do with her degree, but it one of her friends actually, like, let her know about this job. I also just think that's cool that, like, potentially, like, communicating with friends, like, oh, yeah, I am looking for something super part-time. And then, you know, friends, like, keeping their ear out. What's the saying? Keeping their ear out?
Yeah.
Keeping their ear out for, I don't know, anything. Because that's how she got this job was her friend, like, let her know about it. And, of course, like, she still did interviews and all of that to seal the deal. But I also think, like, I don't know, it just felt like a good reminder to me of, yeah, if you are potentially looking for some sort of side hustle, like, yeah, communicate that with people that are in your life and, like, maybe that will lead to a job.
How do you feel about MLMs?
Not good.
I was just thinking when you're talking about, communicate to people. I'm just like, I've seen so many, like, on mom Facebook groups where people are like, does anyone have any ideas how I can make extra money?
Yeah.
So many women comment and are like, oh, this has changed my life. I've made $100,000 in a week. It's like, oh, come on. Come on.
My opinion is, my personal opinion, is if it sounds too good to be true, it likely it is.
Yeah.
I will have to say, I also, I'm in Facebook groups as well. And I also, like, saw a woman, you know, like, post, like, looking for, like, side hustles, like, for my family. And this is when I knew, like, we wanted to talk about this topic in the future. And so I actually, like, you know, paid attention to what people were saying. And I was kind of, I don't know, intrigued by some of the ideas that was listed. One that really caught my attention was spray tans.
Ooh.
So I personally have never even gotten a spray tan. So I don't know anything. But, I mean, I'm sure that, like, I don't know, we probably need to take a class or, like, learn how to do spray tans. But in my mind, I was like, well, I know people do spray tans out of their home. Like, I just feel like, you know, maybe look into that if that's something that might pique your interest.
Totally. I've also gotten my teeth whitened by a girl that does spray tans. Like, in her basement, she does teeth whitening and spray tans. So that's,
Yeah. So maybe look into that as a potential side hustle. We don't have much more info on it.
Yeah. Good idea.
But, and then a few other things, like, I've seen people suggesting, like, cleaning office buildings, like, you know, obviously, like, after the office is closed, so likely you might be able, depending on your spouse's work schedule, like, maybe that's something you could do after they are home. Maybe it'd be like 2 hours. I don't personally hire for this job, but I'm just thinking, like, it'd be minimal hours, likely in the evening, to clean an office building.
Okay, Skylar's mom did that when he was growing up, and he has such fond memories of it because she would take them because her husband wasn't home from work yet. And so she would take them. Like, the bank would close at 5, and she would take all of her kids with her. And he's like, I remember helping. Like, I would, like, be in charge of whatever, XYZ, the vacuums or whatever. And he just has fond memories of it. Like, we drive by it occasionally, and he's like, that's the bank I cleaned for years and years with my mom. So, anyway.
That's so
just
precious.
Yeah, there's always good, like, side hustles can also be, there just can be a positive impact on the family.
Well, and that sounds like your, you know, your memories of doing DoorDash also, like, with your husband.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
And then I also think, just along with, like, cleaning, I feel like there's definitely opportunities with, like, detailing cars or cleaning houses.
Totally. Okay, another idea that we thought of that another friend and I have talked a lot about, she was the art teacher at a school that I taught at, and we've talked a lot about doing summer camps. Like, we've thought, we just specifically because she's an art teacher, we've thought, like, oh, it'd be really fun to do a little art camp where the kids come for, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day, and we just do it, like, every Wednesday or every Tuesday, Thursday, whatever it is. But it would just be similar to the reasons that I said preschool. It's just, like, a fun, not all day, every day, but just a couple hours whenever you wanted it to be. And I think that would be really fun for both of us, my friend and I, because we just love being creative and we're also educators. Like, we just thought that would be really fun. But if art's not your thing, I have another friend who's talked about doing that because she went to culinary school. She's talked about doing baking classes in the summer, just like summer camp, day camp ideas. So whatever your skill may be, like if it's gardening or, you know, painting or whatever.
Oh my gosh, if it's gardening, I'll send Nora.
Oh, yes. 100%. Yeah, or whatever it is. And then there's also like just fun themed ones. Like, I know there's preschool teachers around like in my neighborhood that'll do summer camps where it's like one week it's a pirate theme. The next week it's, I can't think of any other themes. But yeah, if you wanted to do fun things like that, which would be really fun if you have kids at home during the summer too, because it's like they'll make friends and you get to still hang out with them. So I think that's kind of a fun little idea too.
Yeah, I love that. Again, if you're doing a gardening little day camp near me, let me know. My daughter needs that in her life.
Because you're black, you have your black thumb.
Yeah, and I'm not providing it. So, well, so those are just some of our side hustle ideas that we have for you guys. So if you're looking for a side hustle, hopefully maybe we got your wheels a-turning a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe we'll ask our Instagram followers too if they have any other ideas. Although I feel like that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, no, I'd love to see what else. All right, let's go ahead and switch up our dinner rotation. So I will have to say that the recipe that I'm sharing tonight is not the original recipe that I had in our Google Doc.
Sorry.
Because even though I put my recipe in first, Grace, like, just honestly, like, a few hours ago, not far in advance, put a very similar recipe. So I swapped mine out.
Yeah. And then Sarah was like, the recipe that you put in was almost the same as mine. And I was like, what made you think I would look at yours? Like, my...
Oh, just because Sarah's... mine is one line above it.
Sarah's,
that's why.
Like, attention to detail is just... far exceeds mine. I'm not paying attention to anything. I really am not. So I apologize. But thanks for changing yours. Thanks for being flexible.
No problem. I wanted to provide our community with some diversity in
thank
our
you.
Dinner
Way
ideas
to go.
This week.
Okay. Good job. Go ahead.
And yeah. And I would say that, oh, well, it's fine. I'll just like always let Grace put hers in first. But
I don't plan anything in advance.
Yeah, but then I'd be like, oh, we'd be recording and I'd be like having to find
typing.
A link for my recipe.
Literally story
exactly.
of my life, we're recording and I'm like just typing in stuff that I'm about to say.
So yeah, the Google Doc is for sure mostly for me.
Well, no, I mean, I definitely appreciate it. I like a good outline. I'm very thankful. This podcast would not have gotten off the ground at all, like in any in any way, if it hadn't been for you just being organized and a planner.
I mean,
and love
I'm
that
just
about
trying
you.
To make dreams come true over here. That's all I'm trying to do.
Thanks, Sarah.
No, this has been fun. Okay.
So fun.
So my backup recipe, which don't worry, it is just as good as my original recipe this week is what my family had for dinner tonight, which it's called healthy one pot skillet lasagna. So again, it is a pasta dish, but even in the title, it says healthy. So obviously a win here. It's one pot. Love that.
Yes, that is a win.
It is a win. So we have 1 pound of ground beef, minced garlic, bow tie pasta, diced tomatoes, tomato sauce, chicken broth, oregano, onion powder, salt, pepper. And then the part that I think is why they claim it as healthy is because there is 2/3 cup fat-free cottage cheese in it. So I know what you may be thinking. That seems odd. Honestly, you like don't even notice it, which I guess one could argue then make it even healthier and maybe don't even put that in. But I feel like, you know, cottage cheese has a lot of protein in it.
Yeah, no, right? I don't think that's odd at all. I mean, lasagna has ricotta. It's like the same. It's just
I don't
cheese.
Think it is. I don't think it is
well,
the same.
Well, it's cheese.
Well, it is
cheese.
That is true.
They're related. They're just cousins.
Yeah. I don't know enough about my cheeses to probably dive into that conversation more. Okay. But yeah, I don't really know what else to share other than... You cook it in one
Sounds
pot.
Sounds great.
You add some Amazing. Cottage cheese. It does say to add some mozzarella cheese, like, in the pot. We don't normally Sure. do that. But if you want to, you know, go for it. But yeah, right? That's what I've got. What about you, Grace?
Sounds great. I just threw on there some Greek chicken gyros with tzatziki sauce. And there's not much to it. Marinating your chicken in Greek yogurt, you can't beat it. It's the best. So
agreed.
It's so good. It makes your chicken so tender, so yummy. And then, yeah, whatever you like on a gyro. I'm a big, red onions, cucumbers, kalamata olives, all the Greek-y things.
Traditional.
Yeah. Throw that on a pita and dang, you're set.
I feel like for me, Greek food, my husband would argue that food is not seasonal. However, I feel like it is. And I love eating Greek food during the summer. It just tastes better to me.
Oh, yeah. Can I share, and you're welcome to edit this out if this is embarrassing, but I do have to share, I feel like, the most memorable Colin quote
Is it the best ones there at Arby's?
All time. It's like along those lines, yeah. So Sarah and Colin go to Greece on their honeymoon, and all I remember about hearing about the trip when they got back is how unimpressed Colin was with the Greek food, which I personally cannot fathom as someone who's just pretty much hourly dreaming about living abroad and eating abroad and eating food that's not American. I remember Colin saying, yeah, I could have gotten better Greek food here. Or I have eaten better Greek food here in Salt Lake City, Utah than I did in Greece.
And honestly, guys, he was probably referring to Arby's. I don't know if Arby's still has euros, but they did at some point.
Oh no. Oh, Collins, what a guy.
He would likely make the same argument for pizza. Hasn't been to Italy, but he'd probably tell you the same thing about pizza. Yikes. Okay. I think he has, though, luckily had some pretty good tacos in Mexico, so I don't think he'd say that about Mexican food.
Oh, phew, that's a relief.
But... All right, well, I think that's all that we've got for you this week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of Full Time Moms. You can find us on Instagram at Full Time Moms Podcast for highlights from the show. Please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.